I'm going to start this presentation off with a poem, if I may. And the name of this poem is, Are You a Blind Volunteer? So many times people ask me that question. Maybe I know I'm not the only one. So here we go. And at the end, we'll know exactly how to respond to whoever asks us that, even if sometimes if we ask ourselves that. So here we go. Are you a blind volunteer? That's the question at hand. Before they even shake my hand, the only thing that they see assure it's not me. Of course, it's my B-L-I-N-D, standing bold and beautiful as I tap across the room shoreline and with a burst of confidence. Excuse me, ma'am, you don't look blind. Well, could you please explain to me how blindness looks? See, blindness is not the presenting problem. The lack of knowledge and misconceptions of blindness serves as society blindfolds. Low expectation creates social barriers that prevent us from reaching our goals. Excuse me, ma'am. Why do you volunteer with that stick? That is the question at hand. Correction. This is not, nor would it ever be a stick. It is my cane. And in the blind community, we name our cane. So please show some love for my bestie. She never leave my side. And a matter of fact, she's my eyes. I walk with faith into a world of possibilities, believing that I can tap into my vision. Fate detect roadblocks, allowing me to overcome life obstacles, change directions, and discover the impossible. Excuse me, ma'am. Are you a blind volunteer? That is the question at hand. Before they even shake my hand, are you a blind volunteer? Yes. Once I finally said it with no shame, I took back my name as Janetta Price, and I am a blind volunteer. That's when I realized that the question all this time was not for me, but for you, who have sight but no vision. Are you blind? So I just want to encourage you guys today. Don't allow blindness to stop you from serving. I humbly serve as president of the National Federation of the Blind Community Service Division. And I believe it's one of the most loving divisions that's out there. And we meet people where they are. We have worked with so many different individuals who never served before, but they was able to join the Community Service Division at National Convention and was able to serve with us. And all they did was just boost their confidence. So when they went back home, they knew that blindness truly, truly, truly cannot hold them back from doing what they love to do, and that's give back. So that is what I want to share with you guys today. Just to remember that blindness does not stop you from serving. And we can just do so much if we just remove the blindfolds and don't allow fear to stop us from really getting out in our community and changing what it means to be blind, one service at a time. I also want to, at this time, I want to bring in my vice president, because we do have an upcoming meeting that's coming up and we want you guys to join in with us. So if Miranda is on the call, could you please raise your hand or unmute yourself if you can? And I would like for you to share with the Zoomers exactly what they'll be missing if they don't show up for October the 23rd, our blind date with the Community Service Division. Are you there, Miranda?
See, Miranda Williams in the list.
She's not there.
Hello, hello, hello. Ooh. I am here.
Well, pop up, Miranda. Y'all, welcome Miranda Williams, our beautiful vice president. Please share with us, sis.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands up. That is what we're asking you to do. Put your hands up and join us for a blind date with the Community Service Division. It will be held on October the 23rd at 2 p.m. via Zoom. Registration will be dropped in the chat. And if you cannot receive it from there, please go to Facebook and look for the Community Service Facebook page, and you can register there. We are looking to have a wonderful time in sharing different organizations and different techniques of how we as blind people can serve our community, because we are a part of our community, and there's no better way than to give back.
Oh, yes. I love it. I love the energy. You guys, Zoom in early with us. We have pop-up surprises, and you might hear us say pop-up a lot, but the Community Service Division, we truly popping in service. This year, our fundraiser, we sold over $10,000 worth of popcorns. That was a check of $5,000 in hand, and I'm telling you, we did that in 4 days. So all I tell you guys, if you have the vision, connect with visionaries. It's not about the sight loss, but the vision gain. So I also want to share some of the awesome things that we have done this year, but I don't want to be the only one talking, because the Community Service Division is more than Janetta Price. So I see that we have a committee of willing workers, we call them, and the willing workers, they are willing to work on behalf of the division. And if you would like to be a willing worker and get involved hands on with the Community Service Division, then we have a place for you. So I'm going to ask Camille, please raise your hand. I need Camille to share. Can you share with us some of the things we have did this season? And Camille is our beautiful board member as well. Camille, where you at, sis?
Hello. I'm right here. Good evening, everyone. My name is Camille Richardson. I am one of the board members of the Community Service Division, and also a part of the Willing Workers. And we do so many things. A lot of times, I know me especially, I am pretty skilled with assistive technology. So usually if you're on a Zoom meeting, I am one of the co-hosts of it. I keep running smooth in the back. I'm usually the one that calls the numbers for the door prizes that we give away. I also host Zoom classes twice a month. To teach people who are not as well versed on the Zoom platforms how to use it, and not just as a listener, but to be able to fully participate in the Zoom sessions. So whether you need to learn how to raise your hand, whether you need to operate back in the participant section as a co-host and let people in from the waiting room, whatever it is you want to learn, I usually am the one that's teaching those classes. We also have people who just volunteer for, gosh, any number of things. Even if we have people who are brand new to blindness, usually a willing worker, if we hear about it, we'll give them a call and just kind of help to guide them, connect them with resources, anything that they may need to get started on this path. So that's a little bit about some of the things that we do as a Community Service Division. It is a wonderful family, and I do strongly encourage you, as Miranda stated, to join us next Saturday, October the 23rd, for a blind date with the Community Service Division. You will not be disappointed, and you may want to get involved once you hear more about the fabulous things that we do that day. So at 2:00 Eastern, and I am not good at the rest. After 1 Central, I'm not good at converting the rest of the time zones, because I know y'all are all the way in Alaska. So we'll figure, ask Echo what time that is in Alaskan
Alexa,
time.
Alexa, yes. Anyway, 2:00 I'm Eastern. Done. I love it, but I want to just table back off what Camille shared, because this season we did a week of giving back skills. April is National Volunteer Month, but April 18th through the 24th is National Volunteer Week. And what did we do? We gave back skills. I remember as a young woman losing sight at 25 with no skills, I was just lost. I was lost in life, and I just couldn't see my way. But however, when I gained skills, guess what? I gained vision. So every day we zoomed in and we had volunteers to give back skills. One day was all about technology. The next day was all about the white cane. Hello, somebody. The third day it was about cooking without looking. And the fourth day it was about mental health and just coping skills and everything. And so every day, one day was about Braille, but every day we had a lineup of keynote speakers, and then we opened it up for a Q&A, and it was just a beautiful experience, because we know how priceless blind skills is to a blind person. So I just want to say, I have some more willing workers, and I'm calling them out today, because like I said, the Community Service Division, I mean, we are a division that's growing and glowing, and the leadership is just so amazing to me, because everyone is a leader. So I'm going to pull up our secretary, Daria. Please unmute yourself. Share a little bit, maybe about the Ronald McDonald's. Can you do that for me? I'm calling Daria. Oh, she gonna make me call Tyrone next, okay?
Lynn has her hand raised.
Well, guess what? Lynn, come on down. The mic is hot. It's all yours. Please share with us. Maybe could you briefly also add, okay, who is that?
This is Daria.
Okay, so Daria, please share with us, and then we're going to go to Lynn, and I'm going to end.
Well, good evening, everybody. I just want to thank you for allowing us to come in and talk about the Community Service Division. I love this organization and what we was able to do for everybody and to serve our communities, showing that, yes, we're blind, but we can give back. So one of the projects we did was a national project that we do with the NFB Convention every year, and it was to help people at the Ronald McDonald House. So this is families where the children are sick. So we got resources together, and we donated blankets, anything else they needed. We got over 100 blankets to these families at the Ronald McDonald House. This just made my heart feel so warm that we could do this for other people. So I'm just elated that we were able to do this. And there's strength in numbers. And when we collaborate, we're stronger together. And I'm just overjoyed about it. And yes. I encourage y'all to serve too.
That's right. And I want to tell everybody, the Ronald McDonald, every year the community service, we host a community service project. Last year, we didn't know how to look. The pandemic hit, and we was just really like just trying to survive. But this year, we said we're not allowing the pandemic to stop us from serving. So our serving look a little different. But we partnered up with the Ronald McDonald's in Baltimore. And not only it went beyond the division, families and friends and community federation family from all over the world. It was over 100 blankets we was able to ship, and also over 100 words of encouragement, because every day they give the families a note of encouragement. And guess what? We gave them NFB brochures, and guess what? We had some Braille note cards where they was able to feel us, literally. Okay. The organization at Ronald McDonald House, they never worked with a blind organization. But guess what? They would love for us to come back anytime. They wrote a beautiful letter, a thank you letter, just sharing how we just really changed their mind. So when we say changing what it means to be blind, we're doing that by our community service. Now I'm going to pass the mic to Lynn. Lynn is all yours. She's a part of the Community Service Division and also the Willing Workers. So please share with us, Lynn.
Well, hello, everyone. Salutations. My name is Lynette Eberhardt, but I like to say Lynn with one N, milk chocolate skin and intriguing eyes, one the color of rich earth and the other of cloudy skies. Now, let's talk about community service. You can do that wherever you are, however you choose to. Myself personally, I am a co-chair of a peer support group, and we too donate to the Ronald McDonald House. For several years, we've been doing this. We collect bottled water, granola bars. We have not yet done blankets, but anything that they say the people need, we are there to give. I also participate in community service with my religious organization. We go out, we pass out bags to people who are homeless. So whether it's a face mask, bottled water, hand sanitizer, toiletries, you know, toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, feminine products, whatever it is, we go and we pass those out to those who are in need. So no matter who you are, where you are, you can serve. You can serve your community. You can do with your head held high, and you can do it with pride. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
I love the energy of the division. And with that being said, that reminds me, I definitely have to I'm sorry. I'm just a proud president. I got to brag on the division just for a few seconds. See, I received a phone call maybe 2 weeks ago, that it was a blind man at the local Salvation Army, and they refused to allow him to stay there anymore because he was blind. He's newly blind for 1 year. Make it extremely long story short, the Community Service Division, I'll let Popcorn We Pop, we was able to sponsor the young man to a sober living house. We paid his initial fees, and then the community stepped in, but we took care of our people. And who that say the blind can't lead the blind? I strongly believe the blind lead the blind to vision. And not only that, the blind lead the sighted to vision. I want to encourage you guys to serve, like Lynn say, wherever you are. And just don't think that you have to join a big organization to serve. You can serve wherever you are. And there's no service too small. And trust me, there's no service too big. I am Janetta Price. I appreciate you guys for having us today. God bless. Stay positive and test negative. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
I just want to say a very big thank you to the service, community service division. And I totally agree that there is something that we can all do. I wish I could say that the Anchorage chapter had done this several times, but I know people have possibly heard the story before, but a number of years ago, a group of us went to the food pantry, downtown, and we put gloves on and then worked our way through some really nasty apples and pulled them out and left the good ones. It was quite an interesting experience, but it was really cool for us. And I think it was cool for the people there at the pantry to see that we could work and do that. It was nice. We didn't have to touch the pretty nasty apples, but it was really a good experience. And there are just lots of activities that, you know, require the services where you can give. And I know in the past we have had food drives with our Anchorage chapter, and been able to collect a bit of food and take it over to the pantry. So I really support that.